We want to turn now and take a deeper delve into the JALS report that came out earlier this morning. Let's bring in our guest, David Dodson from Stanford University. He's a business professor there. Sir, thank you so much for your time today. And just want to get your reaction on that JALS report. So 10.9 million open jobs, slightly higher than the 10.8, which was revised higher from the month before. 4.3 million was the quit rate, down slightly. So that's about 2.9%. Still about 1.7 jobs available for every person that was unemployed last month. Your take?
Yeah, well, I think the remarkable thing about what you just said is that there's not a lot of change. We're seeing this leveling off in all of the ups and downs of the job market. And it's really important when you look at these job numbers to remember that the recession and the recovery was not caused by economic activity. It was caused by a disease. And that's different than anything we've seen before. And in fact, that disease, the impact of the disease was exacerbated by three factors, all of which we couldn't have predicted. I mean, the first one, of course, remember, we thought we were all going to go home for a month and use a lot of Purell and wipe off our groceries and just return back to where we were. But these three things came into effect. The first one, of course, is that we discovered that we didn't have to work in the workplace all the time. The idea of remote work came about. The second is that state, local, and federal government threw trillions of dollars at employers and households, which created a lot of flexibility. And then, of course, the last one were the variants. I mean, we thought this was going to be over in no time at all. It's been going on for quite some time. So what's really important when you look at these job numbers is to understand we are not seeing the great resignation. We're seeing the great reorganization. The workplace is getting reorganized. And as you watch that, think about this, the job numbers, all of them, the quits, new jobs, unemployment. Think of it like a saw. And the teeth on the saw, ignore them from month to month. Instead, look at the direction of the saw sector by sector. And there's a lot of information there for smart economists and also smart investors.
I'm wondering, what about some of the biggest areas where we actually saw declines, and then where did we see, you know, some rising job openings?
You're talking about in the last month or this more general trend that we're seeing?
This more general trend and the JALS report today, we did see, you know, hiring in food services and information and state and local education, but finance saw some leveling off as well. So what are we seeing just generally and more broadly as far as where the jobs are?
Yeah, I think what's important is to zoom back just a little bit. You don't have to zoom back, you know, years and years, but zoom back a little bit and look at these trends that you're seeing, which are profound. I mean, one, for example, business travel. Because remember, as you look at the statistics, don't check in your common sense. We know that business travel has changed fundamentally, and that you're starting to see a leveling off of those numbers. But then in contrast to that, you look at, for example, the employment sector around trucking. It's off the charts, right? But that's because we have a temporary dislocation in the supply chain. Ignore it is my view, because that's going to settle back down. So these are the things that, as I said, smart economists and smart investors are going to look at. And you've got these trends that are going on. It's like everybody is rethinking their workforce. Even as you said, the previous guest, even Tom Brady is rethinking what he's going to do for a living. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm wondering, what do you expect to see in the government jobs report that comes out on Friday? Some analysts are saying we look for a soft number. The consensus is about 150,000 jobs added, but some are saying negative numbers as well. Where do you see that?
I would be shocked if it's not negative. I mean, I think it will be negative numbers, but that's because, of course, everybody, or not everybody, but lots of people are staying home because of the Omicron variant. Ignore it. It's going to go away. That's going to flush through the healthcare system. It's going to flush through people's immunities, and we're going to return back to work. So people who are not at work because they've got a relatively minor COVID variant, ignore it. Okay, it's like you wouldn't look at a snowstorm in New York, and because work was because employment went down for a week in the month of January because of a snowstorm, you wouldn't say, oh, well, that's a trend. You would ignore it, and that's what I think I think the smarter people are doing right now.
And then, do you think that we are at maximum employment at this point? Jay Powell says he thinks we are.
Well, one of the things, you know, I said that this is not a great resignation. This is a great reorganization, but there is one effect that I think is permanent, which is someone who's, let's say, 68 years old, who was thinking, I might retire when I'm 70. And then COVID hit and they got out of work or they stepped out of the workforce. They're not reentering the workforce. That's a permanent dislocation. What's not permanent is a 35-year-old who, because they got a wad of money in the mailbox from the government, or they decided that they didn't want to work over a hot oven in the middle of the day, and they're rethinking their work, their employment situation, those people will absolutely return back to work. And what we've seen is these people are on the sidelines for a temporary period of time. Jobs have returned. Employers are saying, please, please, please come back and work, and I will even pay you more. And people are moving back into the workforce. But the idea that a 35-year-old who has decided that because they had an opportunity, has stepped out of the workforce, is permanently out of the workforce, is absurd.